Hello friends, our attends on duty are Toronto and Queens, and we'll go to Toronto 3, please.
Shalom. Shalom, Chavarim Yekarim. Shalom, Rav Yekar. Shalom, Kim.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. In the name of the Toronto Group, to number 3, and the World Kli, we want to ask for the opportunity to thank Rav and all the friends for this wonderful week of Passover that we went through this week. A lot of inspiration, a lot of love, a lot of friendship. We all felt as one. Let's take this opportunity and thank the Creator for giving us these times where we can lead, and the world can lead all of humanity to a new way, a new life, and be the leading force as the arrowhead to bring all of humanity to safety. Thank you, everyone, the Chaim friends, and let's let our friends from Queens continue.
Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. We are here on behalf of the Queens group, united, connected together, above the distance. The feeling of feeling as if we're distant, and that love that fills the gaps, and that love that our teachers, our Rav, the Creator, is showing us. Of course, every friend is teaching us how to fill this space with love and the correct relationship. So let's continue our task towards the goal by increasing the good attitude to one another, to the world. And disseminate specifically what we can give everyone today. So thank you to Creator about the opportunity, and L'chaim, and we're back to Ernest in Toronto.
Unmute. Mute, Ernest.
אז אנחנו נקרא קטע מקור.
So we're going to read an excerpt.
סדר ישיבת ההתוועדות של הרבש.
Until Ernest can get back to us, it's from Rabash, the agenda of the assembly too. According to what is written, in a multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the king. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king. Again, according to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the king. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king. And we'll move on to a workshop question. Toronto.
Toronto, אנחנו לא שומעים.
Toronto, we can't hear you. Okay, I guess it's a technical problem.
No, question for the workshop. How do we help each other so all our actions are focused on the Creator? Again, question for active workshop. How do we help each other so all our actions are focused on the Creator?
זה צריך להתחיל כל דבר, וזה צריך לסיים כל דבר.
I have to start everything with that and finish, and also try to push it to anywhere we can in the middle.
סליחה, אתה יכול לחזור על השאלה, לא תפסתי?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
If I remember correctly, it's how do we help one another so that all of our actions will focus on the Creator?
Good question. Very important. It's clear that we have to give each other some support, set an example, build a network of connections between us, where each friend begins an act and ends it with a thought and intention of the Creator. We can only do it together. It's totally against our egos. And we build it bit by bit, when the reforming light comes, and can do it for me. Dani.
Yeah, with thought, speech, action, awaken, remind of the purpose of creation, and who we're working for.
Yeah. And we add importance and spirit to this, or the spiritual source in our lives, called the Ten. Andre.
It's a bit of a problem question. Focusing on the Creator is something qualitative. The words cannot describe it. What I'm going to describe to you, the Creator, the quality of bestowal, But this is exactly the work on the personal level. That's why I don't know. Maybe it's the beginning of the lesson. I'm too small to answer such a question, Nahari.
This needs to be the standard by which I measure myself, I gauge myself, if my actions are connected to the Creator or not. And out of this gauging, I have to start acting towards you, Avinam.
Let's intensify our intentions in gratitude towards the Creator during this lesson. Sunday workshop. Let's intensify our intentions in gratitude towards the Creator during this lesson.
Bye.